from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm looking at Yiner Diaz, and he is, to me, when you think about, all right, the guys that since Kyle Tucker has gotten injured, the guys who have really stepped up, Yiner Diaz has to be, at the plate perspective, has to be at the top of the list. And I'm just wondering, I'm throwing this out there, you think Yiner would be in this spot, would have this production, would have taken off like this? If Kyle Tucker hadn't gotten injured, do you think him getting injured, him being moved up in that four spot, him kind of having, I think, the pressure of that? Because Clint, June 3rd is the last game Tucker played. His line, his number, slash nine, he's hitting 248, 278 on base, 371 slugging, four homers, 24 RBIs. Today, he's hitting 301, and it's improved because he's had multiple hits today. 326, which is improved on base because he's been on multiple times. 463 slugging, 15 homers, and a team leading 71 RBI. I wonder how much, in a positive way, potentially, it forced him to have to step his game up, or also being able to hit right behind Yordan Alvarez consistently. He is the one that has really stepped up. I wonder if we would have been able to witness that from Yiner if Kyle Tucker were still in the lineup every day.
It sure is convincing as you're talking.
Those numbers are nuts for
where
it was.
It's convincing because, he just strikes like – I remember watching him, Ron, get pushed down into the lower part of the lineup, and clearly the body language was bad. Clearly he didn't like it. Clearly it had a negative impact on him. And so I think we've done a 180 with him, right, where he was struggling, he's getting pushed down the lineup, to now all of a sudden – not only is he moved up in the lineup in a 3 or 4 hole, depending on who's healthy and who's not, but you're talking about a guy that clearly the team needs you desperately.
They were forced to, right?
Right.
There was nobody else that made sense to put right there. They tried Pena. I think Jake got a run up there. I think they tried a lot of people, but then they were forced to have to sit him right there.
It's hard not to think that he's one of those guys that boy, when you tell him, I need you, man. We're relying on you, man. You're one of our big guns, that he performs best under that set of circumstances versus the tough love of pushing him down the lineup and making him feel like he's going to end up back in Sugarland or something if he doesn't pick it up. Yeah, it's hard to think that if the Tucker injury and the Tucker absence, it's hard to think that it didn't impact him in any way.
Yeah, because I think, as you said, I think it forced them to have to put him in a spot. Because if Tucker's still there, obviously he's hitting fourth. I don't know if there is a force or a reason. He was hitting ninth.
Yeah.
He was hitting behind John Singleton at times. He was hitting behind guys. We're like, what in the world is going on? I think that injury, one, for him, forced him to say, hey, for the team, I got to pick it up.
I got
to
get right.
I got to pick it up. I mean, he had four home runs up to that point. I got to pick it up the power-wise. And then, like, I think you're right. Joe probably had to sit there and say, yo, he's got to hit for it.
Yep.
Like, I mean, there's nobody else makes sense with his combination of potential power and what he can do to drive in runs. We got to have him there to sit there in that four spot. And what that's going to do now is, like, he's in a groove. He's going. Now, when Tucker gets back, it just makes this thing stronger. Because I don't think when Tucker arrives, that means Diaz is going to go back to being the guy that he was when Tucker was playing. And that was a guy.
God,
that
I hope not. The one thing about Joe Espada, all joking aside, is, I mean, he's shown if you swing the bat well, you're going to move up in the lineup. If you don't, your ass is going to move down the lineup, with the exception of your top four guys, top three, four guys, four if Tucker's healthy. And what Diaz has done is Diaz has made him right. Diaz has shown up. It's wild to think, Ron, that him and we've talked about Pena as well in the same breath. Like the quality at bat these guys are getting this year versus last year. I know there's still moments. Don't get me wrong, but last year it was once a game with these guys, man. Where they were just going wasting at bat. They were going to swing at a
you threw a slider or a sweeper away.
Low and away, it was done. What Jordan struck at? Yes,
it was daily.
They were swinging no matter what, and so those guys, Pena, and I don't mean for Pena to steal a little bit of Diaz's moment here, but both of those guys, I mean, it's crazy how much more disciplined they seem to be at the plate. And it's interesting. I don't know where Pena's numbers are, but obviously, if home run numbers are, but obviously, Diaz, the power fell off a little bit. But the average hitting over 300 at this point is.
But to where he was at.
Yeah.
In just over 2 months.
Crazy to climb, yeah.
To where he was at, he is.
Long season, Ron.
Yeah, he did the reverse of Jake. He's done the reverse of Jake.
Drive by. Myers, drive by.
Good. Hey, Jake, great catch yesterday.
No doubt, man.
Great catch.
No
great
doubt.
Great catch yesterday.
Great catch. Better dismount.
You like the dismount. I'm not going to say about that.
That Jake right there? Hey, that Jake right there? I'm talking about made the catch, cool. I'm talking about the land in the squatted position, stand up, and he did everything but adjust the backpack. He did everything but with his thumbs and his glove, you know, what is that? Is secure the bag? He did everything but that. I mean, that Jake right there, I can get down with that Jake.
And he made Patrick Creighton's day, boy.
Oh,
I hadn't heard from Patrick Creighton in a month and a half.
Ron Hewley.
Oh, yeah.
Jake climbed the ladder. Now, I know Pat ain't going to make nothing up here on the X or on social about that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.